KORN News Radio Sports here on Friday, February 27th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. High school state wrestling tournament started yesterday in Sioux Falls. Mitchell's Rocky Clark and Noah Bennett to both 2-0 on the day. They advanced to today's semifinals. On the girls' side, Mitchell's Taylor DeYoung was 1-1 on the day, while Kaylin Fick, Danny, and Diana Borgia all went 0-1 on the first day of competition, so they will wrestle through the consolation bracket. Day two of the three-day state wrestling tournament continues today at the Premier Center in Sioux Falls. South Dakota State men's basketball picked up a win last night, holding Kansas City to their lowest point total of the season, 73-59 on the road Thursday. Joe Seiler had a game-high 22 points on 4 of 8 shooting from 3. Damon Wilkinson added 19 points, and Kalen Gary had 12 points and a career-high 12 rebounds. The SDSU men will be at USD on Saturday at 1 p.m. in Vermilion. The loser of that game will be the number 7 seed in next week's Summit League tournaments. We also have coverage tomorrow night of SDSU women's basketball. They also end the regular season on Saturday. They'll be at home hosting USD at 6 o'clock. The pregame show starts at 5:30 on KORN. Winner of that game between the Jackrabbits and Coyotes will secure the number 2 seed for next week's Summit League tournament. The North Dakota State women, they will be the number 1 seed. Dakota Wesleyan Baseball picked up a 10-3 win yesterday at York, Nebraska, adding 5 runs in the top of the ninth. The Tigers, taking advantage of some nice weather here before the weekend, will take on York again today for a noon doubleheader. Meanwhile, Dakota Wesleyan Softball will be in Sioux Center, Iowa for 4 games this weekend. They take on Dickinson State later this afternoon at 4 o'clock, followed by Haskell at 6:30. Just a couple of other Class AA games from last night. A big one concerning the Mitchell boys, as number 5 Harrisburg would go on the road and defeat number 4 ranked Watertown 60-55. That was significant for Mitchell because they'll likely take on the loser of that game in next week's ODAC 16, and that being the Watertown Arrows. Also, a 5th ranked T continues to struggle. They would lose to Marshall, Minnesota last night 53-51. And just one other AA girls game last night, Harrisburg beat Watertown 49-26. As teams start to wrap up the regular season, there are still 5 more AA games tomorrow night, plus a busy Friday night in AA. The boys schedule tonight, number 2 Huron will be at Brandon Valley. Number 3 Roosevelt hosts Pierre, while number 1 Lincoln looks to complete an undefeated regular season at 19-0. They take on Aberdeen Central tonight. Aberdeen just 2-17. Also, we have games out west this weekend. Jefferson is at Rapid City Central. Yankton is at Spearfish. Also, Sioux Falls, Washington will take on Rapid City Stevens, while Brookings is at Douglas. More sports online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.